Starcom Network News presents Year in Review 2019. This is the month of January. Wednesday, January 2nd, came news that a new association had been formed to represent drivers of route taxis and minibuses who had pulled away from the two associations representing public service vehicle operators in a row over how the sector's interests were being represented. Many of the operators went on strike that morning, parking their vehicles at various locations in a show of protest over a range of grievances, including uniform requirements and penalties such as fines. The striking operators met at the headquarters of the National Union of Public Workers, and afterwards, delivering a statement to the media on behalf of the operators, route taxi owner Fabian Wharton disclosed that a team representing the drivers would meet with officials of the Transport Authority to discuss matters of concern.
What I can say to you is that the Transport Authority was here. There was a heated discussion between the drivers and operators and the conductors with the members of the Transport Authority. And the agreement right now is that we will have that meeting at 9:30 a.m. on Monday the 7th of January 2019. We do apologize to the traveling public, but sometimes you have to take a stand for the things that you believe in.
Thursday, January 3rd, the National Union of Public Workers, after a second round of talks with management of the Sanitation Service Authority on the issue of overtime, yet again rejected the SSA's proposal to eliminate extra pay for overtime work. Talks before Christmas had hit a similar snag, but it was agreed that overtime pay would continue during the holidays pending further talks. But after those talks ended, the NUPW's Acting General Secretary Delcia Burke made it clear that the workers and the union were not budging on their insistence that overtime remain.
The NUPW's position still is that the workers will continue to work the Monday to Friday as their work week, and any working on Saturdays and Sundays will be done at an overtime rate. We made this very clear to the Sanitation Service Authority. They're supposed to go back to their principal and discuss the union's position.
The Sanitation Service Authority, struggling with a severely depleted fleet of garbage collection trucks, took delivery of two new vehicles. The Environment Minister, Trevor Prescott, was on hand as the first two of a batch of seven new garbage trucks ordered out of the USA via Agent Simpson Motors arrived at the Bridgetown port about 12:30 that morning. He said the remaining five should be shipped soon. Monday, January 7th, was the first day of classes for the Ross University School of Medicine in Barbados, which had set up its new campus at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. The dean, Dr. Rhonda McIntyre, told Starcom Network News students were pleased with the facilities.
Today was really very exciting for all of us. The leadership was there to meet students walking in, and students were coming in very excited to start their new day in a new building. We know for sure that they're very happy for what we've done for them.
Tuesday, January 8th, some route taxi and minibus operators were on strike again over a number of grievances, but later on agreed to go back on the road pending talks with officials. Spokesman for the newly formed PSV Operators Association, Fabian Wharton, told reporters that they were not surprised by the show of support for the action from the operators.
Since what some people call the wildcat strike, we recognize that there are a lot of frustrated PSV operators, and that if they have to be called into action, they will be ready. But using these actions, these are powerful tools, and these are tools that are extremely disruptive to the economy and to the nation. And this is a tool that I would hope I don't have to use anytime in the near future, because at the end of the day, I am hoping that there's a new dispensation where we can have consultation, which will reduce, therefore, confrontation.
That same night, popular tattoo artist 24-year-old Shaquille Toppin was shot dead at Danesbury Black Rock St. Michael, where residents voiced concern about the gun violence in that area and elsewhere.
The government need to put more stiffer penalties on these youths that are doing this nonsense in society. We can't let the youths take over the society with this gun thing. They're too lenient on these people. They're talking about these youths that are going out here and killing innocent people and robbing people and killing them and all kind of thing, and they're just getting a slap on the wrist. Are you calling it a slap on the wrist? Because when a man could do murder, you could go to him on camera, and then in 2 weeks' time, he get bail to come out and do the same thing again. Plus, they're getting a lot of jokey time. The time they're getting them in the time. If a man is 17, 18, he kill a man, he telling himself he could kill a man and come back out at 25, and he's still a young man. They need more stiffer penalties.
Friday, January the 11th, the second fatal shooting that week took the life of Ronald Rudder at Ridgeway the Pine, St. Michael. Monday, January 14th, about 24 employees of the state-owned Barbados Agricultural Management Company, BAMC, were handed retrenchment letters as a restructuring at the agency continued as part of government's economic recovery and transformation plan. Tuesday, January 15th, the bloody start to the new year continued with a third shooting death in the space of a week. 44-year-old Darrell Harris, who was still on crutches recovering from recent gunshot injuries, was that morning gunned down in his home at Barbary's Garden, St. Michael, sometime after 9 o'clock. Neighbors who gathered at the scene expressed concern about the gun violence and called for tough action to deal with it.
I gotta do something about it. Got to.
They need to bring back hanging, man.
Ain't getting as close to Jamaica, but if it keep going out, so it can get near there, because that's not where picture it, the people gonna be looking off your face. So before you get to that, you need to do something about it. Bring back the cat, be hanging.
I don't call my house, you know. I stand in my house, because you just don't know who got things in store for you, you know.
Friday, January 18th. The announcement was made that responsibility for the police force had been shifted from the Minister of Home Affairs, Edmund Hinkson, to the office of the Attorney General, Dale Marshall. Saturday, January 19th, the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, speaking during a walkthrough in New Orleans and Chapman Lane in the city, announced measures to combat gun violence.
I could care less who he or she may be. If they're doing wrong, I'll be expecting the commissioner and his staff to bring the full weight of the law against them. No small man in Eagle Hall brings in containers. So the mere fact that I'm telling you that we are committing to bringing in, to equipping the port with additional container scanners, tells you that we are also going to be focusing on the business community.
Monday, January 21st. A female resident of the Vauxhall Senior Citizens Home at Vauxhall Christchurch died after allegedly having her throat slashed by a male resident about 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, January 22nd, the police were trying to unravel the double murder mystery of two women found dead in different parts of St. Lucie in just the space of 2 days, bringing the murder toll for the year up to that point to six. That evening around 6:30 p.m., Barbados recorded its seventh murder for the year and the third in less than 12 hours, when the body of 35-year-old Barry Taylor, a resident of Shop Hill, was found by the roadside near the Lester Vaughan Secondary School about 6:30 p.m. with a fatal wound to the neck. About that same time, Corey Paris, also known as Yabba, of Shop Hill, St. Thomas, was shot multiple times at Baxter's Road in the city, as he sat in traffic, becoming murder victim number 8 for the year. The Democratic Labour Party issued a statement that night calling for urgent action to address the escalating crime situation on the island. The row between Venezuela and the United States deepened, with Caracas giving U.S. diplomats 72 hours to leave the country after President Donald Trump said he recognized the opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim leader of the troubled nation. Friday, January 25th, Barbados Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltley issued a stern warning to those who she described as gun-wielding thugs, saying they would feel the full weight of the law. Speaking to the media following a lengthy meeting with the regional security system and other key local security stakeholders, she attributed the upsurge in crime to a turf war, but assured Barbadians that the government would be doing everything possible to deal with the situation, including assigning 80 Barbados Defense Force personnel to assist the police.
But what they must not be begin to believe, that they can walk about Barbados with guns and walk about shooting people any part of this country, not about here. And they must understand that we love every Bajan, but you're going to feel the full weight of the law. Because what is at stake is our way of life.
Saturday, January 26th, Reverend Michael Maxwell was ordained as the new Anglican Bishop of Barbados. His elevation to that post came after two rounds of elections by the clergy and laity of the Barbados Diocese failed to agree a successor to retired Bishop John Holder. Tuesday, January 29th, a juvenile was in custody in connection with Barbados's ninth murder for the year. The stabbing death resulted from a dispute between the juvenile male and the deceased 29-year-old Jabbar Lashley of Bibby's Lane, St. Michael. Wednesday, January 30th, the central bank reported that the Barbados economy had contracted marginally in 2018 and predicted little to no growth for 2019, while warning there were still risks and it was vital Barbados pressed ahead with its economic restructuring program. This was outlined by Central Bank Governor Cleverston Haynes at a news briefing.
Government must continue to manage its expenditure to avoid any shortfalls in its targeted goals. The external debt suspension has helped to shore up reserves, and completion of the restructuring remains important to the overall stabilization effort.
Thursday, January 31st, on the final day of a bloody month, a reportedly mentally unstable St. Lucie teenager, 18-year-old Romario Antonio Roach, appeared in court charged for three of the recent murders, including that of his own mother. And so ended the month of January 2019. Year in review, 2019.